Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some more football. With NFL Lunch on this post-championship Monday, Kansas City and Philadelphia advancing to Super Bowl 57. Talk about that in the next segment and at the bottom of the hour with Aaron Wilson. But let's get back to Eric DaCosta, and then he gets back to these choices. Oh, real quick, NFL announced today, this is Tom Pelissero on Twitter, salary cap for the 23 season will be set at $224.8 million, $16 million more than last season. This will be the new league record for cap space.
Yeah, and each year, the new record's going to go up, you know, when they include the TV money. But, Bob, when, like, the GMs, when they go to that meeting in Dallas, you know, like December the 14th, 15th, they would always give us kind of where they thought the number, and it was always pretty close, what the number was going to be cap-wise, so you could start kind of figuring it out. So I'm guessing, you know, teams have pretty much known for over a month now, their cap people and stuff, what they have to work with. I'm sure they're excited about it being 16. You know, I don't know if the clubs, you know, because they calculate things into, I don't know if they thought it was going to be more or less or whatever, but I would think, you know, 16 more than last year. I think people are probably happy about that. They probably wanted more.
Well, Eric DaCosta got a couple extra pennies at his disposal, and a guy like Ben Powers is going to hit free agency. And, you know, this is 2 weeks ago, Eric DaCosta talking about the possibilities of him staying or going.
Ben's a guy that we'd love to keep. My feeling is Ben's probably going to be sought after in free agency based on the way he played this year. We would never close the door on a player like Ben. I'm just really happy and proud of Ben for the way that he played and the way that he's really come on and matured.
Vinny, you think the chances of keeping Ben Powers are pretty slim, right?
Yes,
for the
I think he's going to get more than they can afford to pay, you know, for a guard. Because, like I said, they, you know, your left tackle makes a ton of money. Your center's a first-round pick. Your right guard's getting paid, and your right tackle's getting paid. So you can't pay them all. So you need some cheap labor somewhere, and that's, you know, Cologne or Cleveland at the left guard.
Now, could there be some cheap labor in the defensive backfield, in particular at cornerback? Eric DaCosta talks about Marcus Peters hitting free agency and trying to bring in some more depth at that position.
Crazy respect for Marcus, one of my favorite guys. And
crazy respect.
Point, Marcus and I will probably speak. And regarding the corner position, you know, we're a team that always feels like you can never have enough good corners. So I would expect that at some point in free agency and or the draft, we'll try to augment that position. I think we've got some good, young, promising players for sure. Jalen, Armour Davis. We drafted Pepe this year as well. Both of those guys we think have bright futures.
Now, in regards to Marcus Peters first, what about his chances of returning?
I think it's if he'll take their number, you know, whatever their number is, you know, that they feel like they can fit, fine. You know, but he's been missing a lot of games. But when he plays well. So I don't know what his number is or what the Ravens' number is for him. I think it could all fluctuate,
sure,
you know, depending on what happens. Now, with Armour Davis, I think the kid's talented, but he's got to stay. He's been hurt And I'm guessing Bobby's going to be hurt again next year. You know, they're going to – I don't know that you can go in – if I'm Eric, I can't count on him to be a major contributor. You know, whatever I get next season out of Armour Davis, to me, is a bonus because I'm not expecting anything just because of injury. With Pepe, Pepe's a slot guy, period. You know, he's not an outside guy. He's an inside slot guy. So that's what they – and you got to like – you know, he's good on teams and stuff because played some safety at Houston, and he'll hit you. That's the nice thing about him. He's tough.
We had Todd Karpovich on last week, as you recall, from SI.com and other media outlets, Associated Press. He thinks the Ravens at 22, assuming they stay there, they might go cornerback with that first pick.
Wouldn't shock me. But the number one thing, Bob, is where – like last year, it was all about pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. All right? Now, it's about wide receiver. Wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. That is the most glaring thing, you know? So, if you don't get, you know, if you're sitting there draft night and you're pick 20, hadn't done anything at the receiver room yet, you know they got to take one.
Well, if you like mock drafts, they're starting to flow on a semi-regular basis. We've got the Senior Bowl this week, so they'll be even more in reality then. Bucky Brooks has the Ravens taking Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida, at 22. To me, that's not filling a need for the team. If anything, we talked about it off the air. It's probably pissing off number 8.
Yeah, because to me, if Bob, if you're taking a quarterback at 22, what you're saying is okay, a year from now, Lamar's gone. We're going to trade Lamar after this year. And then Anthony's got a year to learn. So I don't see to take a guy at 22, especially if you don't have a receiver or anything yet, Bob. You know, if that receiver room is still kind of empty and you take a quarterback who's not going to be on the field, oof, I don't see that happening.
I can see a very Aaron Rodgers-like response to that pick that we saw 3 years ago. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. It is NFL Lunch. Eric DaCosta, Patrick Queen. He's a guy that really came on in the second half after the acquisition of Roquan Smith. Hey, EDC, what's up with that fifth-year option there?
Yeah, we were really excited by the way Patrick played this year. We think he made a jump. He showed playmaking ability, leadership. He really, really, over the course of the season, became the player that we kind of envisioned him being. Specifically speaking to the fifth-year option, you know, I'm probably not prepared to make that announcement at this point. Does it make it difficult to sign him long-term? If he's a great player, we'll find a way to make it work.
All right. What's he saying there? Anything vague or ambiguous about that?
They liked, just like us, Bob. I mean, we watched it too. They watched same film we watch, and they saw growth, man. And they saw all of a sudden now, linebacker duo, 2 25-year-olds that may be the best combo in the league, you know, because they both can run, cover, blah, blah, do all that stuff. It's about choices, Bob.
Yeah, and that's a strong duo, though.
It's an extremely strong. You know, then, all right, where are you going weaker at? You know, because you still got young pass rushers. Then if you sign Queen, the chances of picking up always fifth-year option and stuff, I would think that would be tough, Bob, unless all of a sudden he has 12 sacks next year.
58-81.057 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to look at our picks for Championship Sunday. How did we do? Who's going to get the free booze, at least as we head into? Well, it's an off week because the Super Bowl's in a couple of weeks. And then we'll get into the prop bets in a way for those of us who might be trailing can get an opportunity to get back in the game. Aaron Wilson will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. KPRC2 in Houston. Talk about what's happening in the National Football League, like that increased salary cap, and where D'Amico Ryans winds up. Looks like it's going to be Houston, because he told Denver, thanks, but no thanks.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. You can pick your nose.
But there was no pick. There was no pick.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Time to look at our crystal ball. At least how we thought it was going to look back on Friday. So we did our picks for Championship Sunday. Kansas City hosting Cincinnati. And the first game was Philly hosting San Francisco. And we'll get to the results here in a second. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. So, Nolan, as we head into Championship Sunday, both games that were heard on 105.7 The Fan, how are things looking for all of us?
Well, as doom and gloom as you were on Friday, it really was anybody's race. You may have thought you're out of it, but entering this weekend, I was out in front 10-1, Vinny 9-2, and Bob 7-4. So again, we remind the people that it's not just the games. We'll pick, obviously, the ones that happened yesterday, the Super Bowl, but there's Super Bowl props as well. So it's not just one game left. Bob has a chance to come back here.
Okay. It's a slim chance, but a chance nonetheless. We'll start with the NFC Championship game, which kicked off at 3 o'clock up in Philly. And watching all the pregame shows, ESPN, NFL Network, and various other channels, CBS, who had the game, or was it Fox, excuse me, had the game. I mean, you could see for a 3 o'clock kickoff that Eagles fans were getting nice and lubed up early in the morning, probably around 8:30, 9 o'clock, when they started doing the live hits out there at the link. And, you know, I've lived it. I've seen it. You know, you see the people that start to, you know, get their football game faces on, and you can look and go, there's no way in hell that person's making it through 4 hours of a football game. And, you know, probably there are a lot of, you know, drunken fools at the game. But they got to see the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, right?
Yes.
31-7 over San Francisco. The story of that game, as we've discussed, was first series for San Francisco, Brock Purdy. What they say, it's a sprained UCL, sprained John Wooden, sprained UCL, pending the results of the MRI. Needless to say, he got KO'd. That Josh Johnson, who's played on 13 teams, including the Ravens last year, he came in, was having a rough go of it before he was ultimately knocked out of the game himself. So a game that was much anticipated turned out to be kind of a mismatch.
Yep.
Because of the injury to the quarterback. And Cordell Woodland, when we had him on a couple hours ago, brought up the point, went, you know, Philly didn't look all that great in victory, but, you know, that's a game they kind of knew.
Yeah.
You know,
they rushed for almost 150 yards.
Yeah, San Francisco was very limited offense.
Well, Bob, if I told you San Fran quarterback was going to get hurt, turn it over three times, lose time of possession, basically 38-22, and have eight penalties. Going to get blown out probably, right?
Yeah. So how did we do on Friday as we looked ahead towards that matchup?
So Vinny and myself, we had the Eagles. Bob took a chance on the Niners.
Took a chance like ABBA did in that song way back when.
That's right.
And like ABBA, I was rejected.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Eagles fans, I don't know if you saw the viral video. Joey Bosa was in attendance for his brother playing for the Niners, and they were making their way into the stadium, the Bosa family, I guess. Joey, a recognizable guy with how big he is, kind of hard to miss him. And some Eagles fans, you know, got their phones out, had their cameras pointed towards him, and they were heckling him, to say the least. I wish I could play it. I'd probably have to censor more than half of it.
Sure.
But Bosa was giving it back to him. He wasn't just walking by. He kind of got in the guy's face, chirping him right back. It was all over social media.
Yeah,
Look it up for
someone like him, you're a celebrity, it's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you cold cock the guy, then you're in trouble. Or if you start to engage, then it's going to escalate. I mean, it's easy for me sitting on my couch to tell a guy how to act at a stadium when you're being heckled by people. But, you know, only bad comes of that. And like you said, Nolan, it's all over social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was chirping him about the fine.
Yeah.
Of course, in that Jaguars beat the Chargers, Bosa fined pretty hefty. For going at the ref.
Now, when we played
multiple times,
when we played there, you know, we sit in the owner's suite or whatever, but it's open. You know, I mean, the fans are right there, and like I'm sitting, you know, in the suite, but you know, sitting outside, you know, and they turn around like me to you, Bob. I mean, they're turning around, you know, and they were like ripping me, like killing me, like about Notre Dame and all this, you know, just anything they can.
I went to a game at the old Vet.
Uh-huh.
They were playing the Redskins, I think it was, 30 years ago, early 90s. I had no dog in the fight. I just went to go see a football game. I'm wearing a Denver Final Four hat. So it was 91. The Final Four was the year before in Denver. And I bought the hat because it was a cool-looking hat. So I'm standing there waiting to get in, and this guy turns around, looks me right in the face. He goes, John Elway sucks. I'm like, okay. And so do the Broncos. I'm like, there's a basketball on the front of this hat, dude, even though I was a John Elway and Bronco fan at the time. I was smart enough not to say anything stupid, like picking the 49ers. That kind of stupidity.
Still time.
All right, let's get to the AFC Championship game, which had some drama, maybe a little controversy in the final minute or so.
Correct. Vinny had the Bengals here, Bob and myself with the Chiefs.
And that's a game that could have went either way.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately was decided by a field goal with 5 seconds left as, you know, Joseph Asai. And it was a penalty.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, he tried to roll over and grab his knee a little bit. You see that? And we've seen the replay, full disclosure, about 72 times over the 3.5 hours we've been on the air. And you could see the number 20 for, was it Bates, I guess? The safety for Cincy. Yeah. And he saw the hit, and he was kind of looking around waiting for the flags to come.
It was a little delayed, yeah.
And then you saw, like, one of the coaches, he's, like, shaking his head, you know.
Yeah, and then one of Asai's teammates kind of blasted him walking into the locker room after the game.
Jermaine Pratt.
Yeah, he was going all in on the criticism. So the guy feels miserable enough as it is, and, you know, he took some heat, and maybe that they'll make up. But you saw him. He was devastated on the bench after it happened.
And so rightfully felt bad so. You know, I mean, chance at this. Well, you were going to go to overtime. And I like my chances in overtime.
All right, Nolan. So where do we sit as we get a week off? And then next week, we'll full on Super Bowl prognostication mode.
All right. So I'm now at 12-1, mm-hmm. Vinny 10-3. And Bob, 8-5.
Oh, my God. Unacceptable. I should apologize to our listeners for that level of suckage. When we come back, Aaron Wilson's going to be joining us. We're going to talk some football with him. He's out in Houston, of course, covered the Ravens for many years here with the Carroll County Times and with the Baltimore Sun. So stay tuned for that. Then a fun house trip at Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Purdue, unanimous number one in men's college basketball this week.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Good evening, Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. You're on this Monday, Baltimore, Maryland. Bob Haiti, Vince Rado, Nolan McGraw. He's on the other side of the glass. We'll hear from him in a few as we take a trip through the fun house. Super Bowl 57 set, Philadelphia taking on Kansas City. Here to talk about that. And, you know, talk about the other news of the day that's going on in the National Football League, certainly where he's based out in Texas. He's covered the NFL for a long time. Remember, he's covered the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun and the Carroll County Times, now with KPRC2 in Houston. Let's welcome in on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. He is Aaron Wilson. Aaron, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. Before we get to the games of yesterday and the news coming out, D'Amico Ryan saying no to Denver, what this means for Houston. Vinny and I were talking about this earlier. Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, and we'll assume he wins another MVP this year. So that's two Super Bowls, two MVPs in a short period of time. Is that enough of a resume builder to put him in Canton, or does he still need to add some things, assuming the last two that we just talked about take place?
I think so. I think, you know, normally careers are longer than the one he's had to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I would think he just needs a few more years. If he wanted to retire early, I've heard nothing that indicates that, you know, he would do that. But, yeah, this is another thing on his resume. I don't know if they're going to win the game, though. That's the problem. I think that the Eagles getting to Super Bowls, though, is, you know, a big measuring stick, too. It's not just do you win the Super Bowl. And a lot of it is like, who are you playing? The Eagles are really talented. They could lose this game. He's banged up. I think he'll cement his Hall of Fame candidacy in the next few years. think he'll be right there. He's going to wind up, I think he'll play a long time. He'll break a lot of records.
Now let's look at the championship game that he played in yesterday against Cincinnati, and we know how it ended. And you know, the hit Asai or Mahomes out of bounds. As the game was unfolding, Aaron Wilson, what were your takeaways? What was the most fascinating thing as you saw?
I thought he did a great job of playing hurt, and the trainers for the Chiefs deserve a lot of credit. They've been getting some props, and rightfully so. When you look at how he was able to move in the pocket despite a bum ankle, they did a great job with the rehab and the tape job, all those things. And I thought that he also showed toughness to be able to play well and play hurt. And then, you know, you look at some of the Chiefs, and this kind of jumped out to me, the good draft class that Brett Veach had, some of the rookies like Pacheco, some of the DBs like Cook, their contributions. I thought it looked like they had a heck of a draft. And then, the holding call, they didn't have an Orlando Brown Jr. That was a missed call. There were a lot of issues with the officiating, and you want to have a cleaner game. And, you know, I know they've explained everything with the exception of missing calls. They miss calls all the time, but it was a bad timing for the league to have that kind of rough officiating performance. But to me, that wasn't the only reason they won the game. And the aside penalty, obviously, you know, he did it. He was way out of bounds. You can't do that. That was, you know, really poor judgment on his part. And you got to have some awareness of, you know, that's why they have a different color as you head toward the sideline. So, you know, I'm already standing my feet out of bounds and I'm hitting the quarterback.
Now, Aaron, what about D'Amico Ryans? It sounds like he's going to get the Houston job. What kind of guy is he? Is that a good fit? When are they announcing?
Smart guy, and yes, he'll get the job. Good guy, licensed minister. I've been talking to a lot of his former teammates. They called him Cap, as in captain. He was the captain right away. Talked to his defense coordinator from his rookie year, Richard Smith, who's now the linebackers coach for the Colts. And Richard said, he would make adjustments as a rookie and tell me we should change this, and I would agree with him. That's a good adjustment. You're right. He's that smart. And he sets a good example. I think that you look at him, family man, good person, very energetic, high energy, and has done a great job of putting in you know, everything that they want. And I think everything with him, he checks all boxes.
Now, Aaron, why did he not want Denver, and why does nobody want Denver?
Well, it's interesting because of Russell. That's the thing. He's, you know, you're stuck in this deal with him, and can he be fixed? I think that's one of the problems.
So I'm guessing nobody thinks he can be fixed. That's the issue, or he's too big of a headache.
I don't think of a headache as much as a decline in play and, you know, what's the ability to get him to play better. And they have this huge investment in him, so you're kind of stuck with him. You know, you're not picking your own general manager. There's some things with the job. I guess, you know, you've got, like Sean Payton, got to ask a lot of tough questions about past things, including, I'm told, Bounty Gate, et cetera. So, you know, they're running a tough search. I think they're resetting now and trying to find somebody that they, you know, find, you know, really palatable. I think they're going to look back at that original list of Jim Caldwell, and, you know, I don't know if they're going to bring in David Shaw again, but they'll think about it. Mike Kafka might get in the mix. Jonathan Gannon, even though he says he's staying in Philly. I think Denver's going to make their pitch.
Now, Aaron, do you think Aaron Rodgers ends up in Green Bay, or he doesn't get traded at all? Or Green Bay, I mean, in the Jets.
I don't know if the Jets is the spot. I think it's – he's got to decide, like he said, if he's playing, and if he's playing, where is he going? Remember, he has a no-trade
right
in his contract, so he's going to pick his team.
So, Aaron, how about your boy Deshaun Watson? How's he doing since the season ended? What's he got planned for the offseason, and what are you expecting to see – you know, this coming year from Watson?
You know, Vinny, you think about, you know, Deshaun and the rust factor, and it took him a while to, you know, start playing a little more like himself. I would expect with a full off season that he'll play better, that he'll,
be less distracted. It was really unprecedented. The legal issues that he was dealing with and experienced, and through his, you know, own actions, obviously, because he reached settlements with these lawsuits. But, you know, to not have that hang over his head, I would imagine he'd play better football when he's been focused and not had these type of things. What I covered with him was him leading the NFL in passing and being on like an MVP pace as a rookie before he tore his ACL. But yeah, he came back strong from the ACL. This is just, you know, me predicting how he's going to handle it. You know, it's an educated guess based on the past, but I can only imagine that he's in a better state of mind because the cases, with the exception of two that are, you know, I don't think they're very worried about. One of them, they were filing for sanctions against the litigant, and another one, I don't think they're very worried about. You know, it might involve him writing another couple settlement checks or possibly having to go to court. If he has to go to court, then there'll be more testimony and more embarrassing headlines. And so, yeah, then it's kind of like he's still in the you know, in the midst of it, you know, but, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, it's a situation of his own making. Yep. And it's unfortunate. And I think he's done everything he can to apologize, move on from it. But, you know, it's not quite completely done.
Now, Aaron, with the, when they announced today that the cap was going to be, what, $224.8 million, so it's up $16 million. Is that what people were expecting? You know, I know they always kind of, at the December meeting, they always used to give us, you know, kind of like an idea of a range of where it was going to be. So is this a surprise? Is it, are people happy? What are people saying?
I've only gotten a couple of texts. I mean, agents are happy. Yeah. They think it's a really, you know, good number that they'll be able to get. The unfortunate thing, and this happens obviously in baseball, where there are a lot of overpays, you're going to see some weird overpays because this isn't a very good free agent class. So look out for strange contracts because the teams have to spend. They're better off, I think, spending it on their own guys or doing extensions, a lot of these teams, rather than, you know, going on a spending spree.
He's Aaron Wilson, covers the NFL as well as anyone. Aaron, always appreciate your time. Enjoy the week off, air quotes, before the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you before the big game, of course.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
All right, Aaron. It's
Aaron Wilson's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the fun house with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over two.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bend. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Thin Lizzy on the way out the door. Inside Access takes over tonight, or today, I should say, at 2 o'clock. Ravens opponents for 23. They're out there. I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Division rivals, home and away, coming to Baltimore 2023 will be the Colts, Texans, who we just talked about with Aaron Wilson, the Dolphins. Remember last time they were here, it was an air raid. Rams should be improved.
Yes.
From this disastrous season.
Seattle. Sean McVay's all in.
Yeah, playoff team from this year, Seattle. And the new and improved and hungry Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a good one.
On the road, division rivals, Jacksonville and the Titans. Why is that interesting? Because they both play overseas as home teams.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Ravens might get one of those across the pond games.
Damn, last time they played Jacksonville over across the pond, it was a puffy. It was ugly.
Who's the tight end? The UCLA guy. Mercedes Lewis. Looked like Dave Casper and John
Flacco
Mackey.
Was horrible.
Yes, he did. He was brutal.
Yeah.
That was a terrible game. 9:30 in the morning, you had to watch that.
So our pregame had started at like 7:30.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's a, hey, Chuck, you think we could do it from home?
Not so fast. Not so fast.
No.
So you'd be on at 6:30, right? A.M.?
You think somebody getting up at 6:30 in the morning listen to a Ravens pregame show? Probably.
It's a big game.
No. But you should, Bob, you should keep predicting it put the Haney hex on it, because I seem to remember last offseason.
Oh, I thought it was all in on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving or Christmas. Mm-hmm. They were guaranteed to play on one of them. So keep working your magic there.
I'm also guessing, Bob, that we would be at the studio because Green Turtle, they don't open till 11.
No. I don't think they'd let us in unless we plan on like doing dishes and mopping floors or something.
Yeah.
Also on the road, the Chargers, the Cardinals, who will have a new head coach, and the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh, Purdy.
Just made it to the NFC Championship game. Terps tomorrow taking on Indiana. We'll talk about that. It's a 9 o'clock tip-off. Indiana's won 5 in a row. Maryland is now at 500 in the Big Ten at 5-5. Tomorrow will mean 17 days away from pitchers and catchers for the Orioles. Mike Elias was on Sirius Radio, said he expects Grayson Rodriguez to be in the rotation when the Orioles come up from Sarasota. That'll be good news for sure. And then, obviously, we'll keep talking about, we got the Senior Bowl coming up this weekend. We'll start looking at some potential Ravens prospects. We'll try to get a little cap talk in because the salary cap is now increased by 16 mil. So there's plenty to get into. We want you to get into it with us. But right now, let's bring in Nolan McGraw. Quick draw. You ready to go home?
Always.
Let's go to that funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This one here talking about Lamar. Texter points out that there's a lot of quarterbacks out there in the league and a lot of offensive staffs that would move mountains to have a running back like J.K. Dobbins or a tight end like Mark Andrews at their disposal. But of course, the narrative around Lamar is that he still doesn't have enough. Never enough weapons. They didn't build around him. It always seems like nothing is Lamar's fault.
Well, there's a lot of that, but you know, I mean, you look at Philadelphia, you know, they had a tight end. They had, you know, two stud offensive tackles and stuff and a Pro Bowl center. They didn't, you know, and they had a Devonta Smith. They needed a legit number one. They needed to improve their weapons, you know, and improving the weapons is going to make Lamar that much better quarterback and whoever the offensive coordinator, that much better coordinator. Look at what, all right. Look at what Roquan Smith did for the defense. If they could get a receiver, you know, to do that for the offense, you know, they're off and running.
This one here on the grades for John Harbaugh in particular. Texter says giving Harbaugh a B or B minus must be grading on a curve. I would go somewhere in the C or low C range. Not his best quality coaching season with all the blown leads, continuous pre-snap penalties and clock management. Plus, no accountability for the fourth down decisions and risk-taking there.
I think he takes risks. It's a lot easier to take risks when you got Lamar at quarterback. You know, I think that. Did he have some clock blunders? Yeah, he did. But they still made the playoffs. You know, and they still, without their starting quarterback, you know, and they should have won that first playoff game, too.
And this last one here says, thoughts on the Ravens possibly going after Alan Lazard, free agent. 6'5", the big type of target you talk about a lot, Vinny, and only 27 years old.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm looking at everything. Big targets is a good thing, I think. If you got Lazard, you're not done. Let me just say that.
Right. He's not a number one by whatever definition a number one is.
Right.
I mean, he's had Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball for a few seasons, including Aaron Rodgers in MVP-level years. And, you know, he's had some inconsistencies.
Plus, what did Green Bay do this? They went and drafted two guys, you know, to get above Lazard.
They had Dobbs and Watson. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow. We're turning up Tuesday. We got a lot to talk about, and we will. Starting at 10 o'clock, you got Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. I believe Kevin Willard's on the radio station tonight, right, Nolan?
That's correct. So Kevin Willard show tonight at 7.
There you go. You can hear it on the Fan talking about Indiana, the win on Saturday against Nebraska. And what are we, pretty much a month and a half away from the NCAA tournament?
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.